The Pastor's Podcast with the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope Pastor's Podcast. And today I want us to take the opportunity to think about one of the main planks, as it were, of Christian hope. The Apostle Paul had taught the people that he met that Jesus died for their sins, that he rose from the dead, that he ascended to heaven, he sent his Holy Spirit, and that one day Jesus would return. We see this in a number of places, but I think the church in Thessalonica, they have a particular blessing as he shares with them that they need to wait for the Son of God to come from heaven. And he says, the testimony is that they turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the coming wrath. This hope is something that we need to instill increasingly in the hearts of believers. We know that God loves us. We know that God is able to bless people with long life. We know that there are just so many situations where they can seem hopeless and he can heal. But we must never ignore the reality that there is a day of accountability. There is a day when all will die. But this is not something that we need be fearful about as a believer. We know that Jesus came to rescue us from the coming wrath. There is coming wrath. I mean, that coming wrath will be manifest in some situations physically happening on the earth in terms of terrible outbreaks, whether that's disease or famine, or whether it's flood or storm. We know that there is the coming wrath, but there is the ultimate coming wrath when all will stand before God and those who have rejected Jesus will be destined for the lake of fire, separate from him forever. But our hope, strongly our hope, is that when the moment comes for us to leave this life, whether we thought it was coming or not, doesn't make really much difference in the sense that we can know that we are ready. We can face the Lord God because we're not facing him on our own. We're not facing him with the sense that it's all down to us and we hope that we've done good enough or well enough. No, our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness, on Christ, the solid rock we stand. That's where our hope is. But one finds that increasingly God's people can be so distracted and orientated around their physical circumstances, and it is important to prepare people for the time that God will call them home. I remember, one has had seasons in ministry where it's been wonderful to pray for people and to see them recover and wonderfully healed. And that's so exciting and so good. But I remember once visiting a dear saint, and the pastor who I went with to see this lady, as we came home, I said, we do need to prepare this dear sister to die. That wasn't being morbid. It wasn't giving up. It wasn't denying the miracle that God can do. But I think that preparing people helping people to be ready so that when that call comes, in whatever circumstances the life of a dear one is coming to an end, it's important that we are ready. One of the things that I used to do, particularly when I was traveling, many times flights would be early in the morning. And one would have to get up at 4 o'clock or something in the morning, ready to leave in order to catch the plane. And for me, it was just so important that I would be able to get up and go, not disturb the household, and not be hunting around for things that I needed at the last minute, but rather when I went to bed, everything was in place. It was just necessary, a few basic things. I was ready to go. And that's how we need to be in terms of the time when Jesus calls us home. We just need to be ready. Now, it could have been that the flight was postponed. It could have been that the person giving me a lift wasn't able to come. It's not that it was guaranteed that I would be going, but I needed to do everything to be ready. And again, I just think that it's so important, yes, as pastors and leaders, to be ready. But when you look around the people that you care for, just ask this question. When you think of them, each one, are they ready? Have you done what you can do to help them to be ready? Have you talked to them about the realities of life and death? It's good to be ready. May God help you and me to help others be ready. God bless you.
If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.